Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Friday. Yes, it's time to do one more John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, before we hit that weekend, the last weekend in July, heading into August. Hard to believe. We're going to get our last vacations in, our last trips to the beach, to the mountains, wherever you're going. But before we do that, we're going to take you somewhere fun today. Where are we going to take you? We're going to take you inside the answers to people who are criticizing the Freedom Phone. That is the new phone launched by young entrepreneur Eric Finman. It has sold millions of dollars worth of phones in its first 2 weeks. We here at Just the News are one of the advertising partners for the phone. And this has had a remarkable political backlash. There has been so much misinformation about the phone and about the intentions and about whether Google's involved or George Soros is involved or whether this is an NSA program disguised as a commercial phone. A lot of it's all bunk. It's about as reliable, these criticisms, as the Russia collusion story was to the Donald Trump presidency. All fake information, all politically charged falsehoods. But, you know, I like to give you facts. Don't take my word for it. What we're going to do is we're going to bring Eric Finman, the CEO and the founder of the Freedom Phone Company, to answer all the questions that have been raised. Most of the people criticizing this are lefties in the tech trade presses, which are all Silicon Valley sort of centered and hang around with those who lean left. Let's be honest, Silicon Valley and most of California leans left. But, you know, they do a great job of dirtying up things without ever having the phone. Here's one of the amazing things. According to Eric Finman, none of the people who wrote the critical reviews of the phone had the phone. They made assumptions about who made it, what chip was in it, what it was, and none of them were true. Shame on them. They're journalists. They're supposed to do these things by getting the phone, getting the answers, not making assumptions. As my father used to say, if you make an assumption, you know what you make out of you and me. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Well, we're going to get right to Eric Finman today. I thought we'd just do a straight Q&A, ask the hard questions, get you answers. You make up your own mind. I'm not asking you to buy the phone. I have one. I love it. I think it's a fantastic phone. I like the operating system. I like the look and feel. I like the commitment to three things. No censorship. Choice. You get to choose whatever telephone vendor you want. You don't have to go just with AT&T or just with Verizon or just with whoever. You got lots of different options. I think Eric's going to mention a new one today that I hadn't heard of, Patriot Phone. But wherever you do, you've got choice. And three, so you got privacy protection, choice, and a commitment to support apps that don't censor you and don't track you. You know, the Parlors, the Cloud Hub's my personal favorite. I really love Cloud Hub. That's one of my favorite apps. Twitter, Facebook, of course, you can put them on there. But all of the free speech, free privacy enabling apps are what this phone promotes. And its operating system has been created to give you extra security provisions to alert you when an app or someone is trying to invade your privacy. Another thing you're going to hear from Eric today, I think this is very important. Something I researched, I had some experts look at it. They tell me it's true. Eric is and his team have tried to wall off apps so that one app doesn't hand off your privacy information of what you did on that app to another app. You know, your entire internet history gets passed along through apps. in your phones. This phone firewalls that, basically puts everything in a silo, so the app can only share with itself. It can't share with anything else. I'm going to ask him about that. We're going to ask him about the claims that the chips were made in China, that he works for the NSA, that he's a George Soros plant. You know all the things you've heard. I'm going to ask all the questions. You can make up your own mind after you hear what he has to say. We've done the work here at Just the News to vet this. We feel pretty confident about it. But I want you to hear right from the man himself, right from the founder, from the person who really has came up with the idea for the phone, marketing the phone, the iOS that's unique to it. All great stuff. All right, let's not waste any more time. We're going to get right to it. When we come back from this quick commercial break, and remember, support our sponsors, back our advertisers. Every time you buy one of their services or products, you're supporting Just the News and John Solomon Reports. But when we come back from that commercial break, Eric Finman exclusively here for the entire show right after this. Freedom Phone, put it in the back of your mind. We're going to come right back after this commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And joining us again, we had him on just a couple of weeks ago, is Eric Finman, the founder of the Freedom Phone. And there has been a lot of excitement about the Freedom Phone and a lot of misinformation and a lot of pushback from people who aren't giving an honest story about what's going on. And so we brought Eric back to answer all your questions. We're big fans of this phone. I have one. I love it. I love the principle of a censorship-free, privacy-protecting phone. And there's been a lot of misinformation, disinformation about the phone. And so Eric is here to set us straight. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
It is a fantastic product because I use it. I checked it out for a couple of weeks before launch, or we put our name to it. And I had some intelligence and cybersecurity experts try to crack it. They felt really good about the phone, didn't see any exploits. But there are some people, particularly in the tech trade presses, people that tend to lean left, I think sometimes, that have really attacked this phone, say, hey, this is a $120 Chinese made burner phone dressed up to be a $500 patriotic phone. That is not true. And Eric, help us walk through this. Let's start off with something that has been repeatedly said, that this phone and its chip was made in China. Is that true?
No, that's absolutely not true. We get our chip from Taiwan, which is one of the places. And, you know, the U.S. just says it can't even make phone chips. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, you know, we try to do that. So Taiwan, which is, one of the most patriotic, you know, American-loving places in the world and all that, we get our chips from there in a super secure way. And we made sure to pick a chip that was really secure. So that way, you know, and then we did that. And then we made a custom phone. I mean, these left-wing media people, I don't want to even call them journalists. They never have even had the phone in their hand like I have, like you have, and all that, and know what it's all about. And it's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy to me. And I guess I should have known this getting into the political world, that these people would just write anything. And I think it just shows how over target we are with the amount of smear pieces, because our goal is, if we have our own hardware, we're unbeatable. Because right now you could have the best software in the world, but if you're on someone else's hardware, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
It just shows how on target we are with this project.
So there is a similar footprint of this phone to a cheap $120 burner phone, but this particular phone is not that phone. It has many enhancements, including a chip not made in China, which the other phone has, but one made in Taiwan, an American ally. That's irrefutable, right? And there's no way that can be debunked.
Yeah. The chip is totally made in Taiwan. That can't be. But and yeah, none of these people have even touched the phone themselves.
Yeah, and they haven't reached out to the man. They haven't reached the manufacturer to find out.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I wish the phone was that cheap to produce. I wish I was making those margins.
Yeah.
And all that, but it's just totally not true.
That's a great point. So the phone costs a lot more to make than the 120 version on there. It does not have the Chinese made a chip. That's very important. Here's another favorite one that I've seen. Oh my God, you're in bed with Google because you're using Android. But Android is not owned by Google. It's an open source software, right? Isn't that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So we basically back when Google's motto used to be do no evil, and then they got rid of that as part of their company policy as their motto. Back when they were do no evil, they open sourced their operating system. So basically what we did, if people are familiar with Linux, there's like Windows, sure. Mac OS, Linux, and Linux is like the open source a version of like desktop operating systems. We based our operating system off the open source version of Android that came out years ago. And all that. And what we did is we Hillary Clinton acid washed all the Google stuff, which was a disgusting, dirty job, but we did that. So that way all your normal apps can run on the phone, but also banned ones as well. And it's something that we are able to secure, and all that. And we rebuilt it from the ground up to make sure that it was de-Googled and completely secure.
I had a fun one in this one. You have had many personas since you launched this phone. You're apparently a liberal who's trolling conservatives, or a spy for George Soros, or you've been working for the NSA secretly, and this phone is an effort to spread a spyable phone. All of those things have literally been written and said in the last couple of weeks. Do you want to address some of that?
Yeah, no, I get called like I'm a spy working for another country, and then I get my mom has been getting doxxed as well, which has been really sad. So my mom, she's a brilliant woman. She worked on the Star Wars project under Reagan.
Wow.
But they see that, oh, she did stuff with the DOD. So, it's like, I'm working for the government, and all that secretly, or I'm a spy for a foreign adversary. And I guess just welcome to politics, I guess. But yeah, they're not just going after me. They're going after like my mom, which is just that surprised even me. I didn't expect that. They're releasing her name, everything about her. And it's just, luckily my mom is Scottish. So, she can take it. I knew that growing up. She was tough.
Nothing like being Scottish and from Idaho to make you tough. I'll tell you that. So,
exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I think the thing is we're giving people hope that we have our own hardware. And if anything, I think this misinformation is being purposely spread so that we don't get on our own hardware. We don't have conservative systems and platforms, because they're just trying to, I'd say the one pro about the right, and it can be sometimes hurt is we're also independent and all that, and we have, I feel like, a lot of with our different ideas, and that's what's beautiful about this, is that's why we're free and we believe in free speech, is because we all have different ideas but the same mission of doing good for our country. I think it's tough to unite on one thing and one issue and all that. But I mean, that's what I'm just trying to do here is just get everybody united, because this is how we counter big tech. If we got our own hardware, they have to go into your house and take it. And that's a whole different ballgame. And you're in a lot worse situation if that's what they're doing and all that. So, I mean, that's why they want to kill this project. But I'm not going to let them. And that's why I think people ask like, why hasn't someone else done this before, another phone? And it's like, because you get brutal media smears like this.
Yeah.
But I can take it.
You're living proof. Why most people don't go through the aggravation of doing this. Yeah,
exactly. Because you get this, but I can take it. And that's the thing. That's why I can take the pain. I can take the blame. I can take everything and all that, because, I'm strong enough to be able to take it, and not just take it, but fight back.
Yeah. It's just, that is good. It's good to have thick skin when you're doing something of this import. How do we know, when you're talking to the customer here, how do we know that our data and privacy will be better protected on this phone than other phones? You've done a good job explaining to me in private, but I'd love people to hear about it in person, the actual enhancements you made from an iApp, you know, an Apple phone or a classic Google phone. What things have you done in the software to really give that data and privacy protection a boost?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we one, of course, like I said before, we de-Googled the phone top to bottom. Second thing, one of the things we have is this feature called Trust, which is kind of like a little assistant that blocks web trackers and even app trackers as well. It doesn't just ask to do it, actually blocks it.
Yeah.
And we, one of the things we do is we silo every app. On other phones, you know, the app can kind of see what you're doing on the rest of your phone.
That's the phone, right?
On our silo every app in its own little digital bubble. So let's say if you accidentally somehow download the wrong thing and it ends up being a virus, and there are viruses for phones. People don't
sure.
know this.
Oh, yeah.
It just wouldn't even work. It wouldn't even work on our phone, even if you had managed to download like 10 viruses or something. It just doesn't work on our phone.
Yeah.
So that's you know, that's basically what we've done. And there's so many more things. You know, we have an SD card slot right on the phone. We encourage you to use storage like on your device. You know, rather than relying on the cloud.
Yeah,
you're still welcome to use it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something that Apple phones don't let you do. You can't put an extra chip in there to have that extra protection.
Yeah.
One question that's come up is, can carriers still triangulate your phone and do some basic tracking through towers if law enforcement, you know, had a warrant to do that?
Yeah, so we do the phone hardware, which is, although the phone hardware works in every single carrier, I recommend you sign up with Patriot Mobile. I have no deal with them or anything, but they're an amazing carrier that is conservative and is very secure. So I recommend you use Patriot Mobile, if you ever want to switch that. Again, I have no connection. I don't got any investment, no money. I'm just very pro them. And I've talked with them recently, and I just got off the phone with them actually recently, and they're just so nice. But I recommend you do that. But yeah, our hardware, we make sure you can actually like disable location tracking as well. And the worst case is, you know, you can, if you could just throw out your SIM card, you know, if that's the worst case. But we make sure, you know, if you really feel worried, three things on that. Recommend you use Patriot Mobile. Two, at the hardware level, you can just click disable and all that, and it will disable location tracking for, and we do that at the operating system level. And then three, I recommend, you know, although it works on every carrier, but yeah, I mean, I just, yeah, I guess, yeah, that's basically it. Works on every carrier, so if you want it, you can use it, but I recommend Patriot Mobile, and we make sure we have a big button that you can disable location tracking.
Yeah. That's an important thing. There's been some criticism that you don't list the specs of all of your hardware. This is something that trade people care about. Most people don't, but trade folks, why didn't you list your specs and suppliers on this project?
Yeah, I guess that's maybe a little bit of marketing greenness I felt and all that, which was, you know, I guess you just get so involved in the launch, but we're going to have those specs up very soon and all that. But also, you know, just at the same time, we're also, there's a little bit of fear in the sense of them coming after and trying to cancel my parts.
Your suppliers, right?
I've been calling them all. Yeah, exactly. I've been calling them all up recently, be like, hey, just in case, you know, you don't care, right? And these people, they don't care. So we're going to be putting up the spec sheet and all that. But that was my only thing, was I'd say had 50% marketing greenness and 50% just trying to protect these people. So that way, although that they stand strong too, that they don't have to be hit by the mob as well, because I can take it. But, you know, someone who's just trying to make a living and have a small business of supplying parts for phones, you know, they don't deserve basically this whole left-wing mob that comes after them. But I called them up. They're all good. We're going to be putting up the spec sheet very soon.
Great. That's something I think would be welcome, and it'll quiet down some of the naysayers. You've really opposed this phone because of the principle behind it, not because of the hardware or the software.
It's totally. The phone could have been handmade by God. And they would still just totally lie about it, because that's the thing, is it means something.
Well, how offensive is it to have, these are allegedly supposed to be smart reporters, right? The people that have prestigious jobs. The difference between China and Taiwan is like the difference between Alaska and Florida, right? And it's just night and day. And you know, Taiwan is our greatest ally. We've vowed to defend them from Chinese aggression. They're constantly being targeted by China because they have allowed the freedom that is now no longer allowed in Hong Kong and never has been allowed in Beijing since the Communist Revolution. And how silly these reporters look when they don't even get something that basic right. They didn't get the chip right. They didn't get the fix. There was this claim that there was a security vulnerability on the chip. But in fact, the version of the chip you're using had already been fixed. That exploit had been fixed before it was put in your phone. Is that correct?
These people, they just did low effort. None of these people have had the phone in their hands and all that. And it's just so ridiculous and all that in every level. Like, they're just such weak claims. Like I said, it doesn't matter if if I handmade these chips myself and all that, like a watch, and all that, where it was hand making it in a beautiful area in Switzerland or whatever. It doesn't matter. These people will just pick anything. But that's because we're taking the fight back. And although that sounds a little cheesy, but it's actually true. It's just, we're at, like, that's the thing. If you can have the best app in the world, and as you saw, they just ban it and all that. I mean, what do you have? You don't have something that you can physically hold in your own hand.
Well, it is a remarkable thing to see the malfeasance here that has been reported, and it's good to get a correction of the record. Now, we talked about a lot of negative things, but let's talk about the positive things. First, lots of people have bought this phone, right?
Yep, lots of people. I mean, we've done, millions of dollars in orders, and it's incredible.
Well, that shows you that there is a hunger for somebody trying to make a difference in this marketplace, because for so long, people have just accepted the fact that in order to have my cell phone, I got to let Google Ads track me, and I got to let Apple track me, and my Facebook and Twitter and whatever maps, whatever you're using. They kind of they gave up, and yet there is a way to silo these apps. There is a way to create privacy slider bars. So, I want it real super secure. I'm okay with a little less for the convenience. It just took someone to have the will to go in and do this. And there's a reason why Google never had the will to do this. Why don't we tell people this? Google has a big ad company. They track people to make their ad targeting better and better. In fact, it's the focus of an antitrust case right now in Europe, this very behavior. But you don't have an advertising business. You're interested solely in creating a phone and an OS system that gives you that chance to shut off that snooping on your phone. Tell us a little bit about the custom operating system that you built on the Android platform.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to make it. One of the things we did is we preloaded Newsmax, OANN, just the news, of course, and all that. That's going to be in every phone that ships out, and a new app, and then a Parler. That's our favorite. Candace Owens. She loves Parler, and she's been a great supporter of this project. So we had to be Parler, and then Rumble is also on there. Telegram's also on there. I mean, at the OS level, it's totally, an operating system that really has, that cares about your values. Like, this isn't made for, like, our company is not trying to target liberals. Our company is not trying to target anyone that doesn't believe in free speech. This phone is made for conservatives, just period. Where, like, I guess, if you look at the Pillow Company, right? I mean, Pillow Company, that's the least non-political thing ever. But it's just a company that actually cares about your values. People love it and all that. And this is not just a great pillow, but is something that is actively moves the needle, I feel like, on the movement. If we get as many phones in these hands in people as possible, and obviously that's great, totally from business perspective, obviously. But it's on the other side of thing is every person I see that gets this phone, they're free. They're unlocked, from big tech. And a phone can be just such a platform for so many things. And we have so many different ideas of all the new things that we could do with it to get off big tech.
It is a remarkable thing. You get to pick your carrier, you get to pick your apps, you get to pick the setting of your privacy, and you don't have to settle for data breaches. You don't have to settle for sharing your activities with advertisers just to get access to apps. Eric and his team have figured out how to build an operating system that prevents that. And like I said before, I put Just the News and us behind it. We had a security team go through the phone I had gotten, and they were very impressed. They loved what they saw. They didn't see exploits. They didn't see problems. And they say, hey, this does what it says it does. Listen, nothing's 100%, right? There'll be somebody someday that can figure out something, but this is a way better enhancement from anything that's in the marketplace today.
Security is an ever-evolving thing. As quantum computers can come out, I mean, we give software updates just to make sure that it's always constantly keeping up with where the security community is at and go even further with it.
Wow, that's a really remarkable thing. And so, folks, the reason I did this, listen, every time we see misinformation, and bogus opposition research being put out there. It's important to get you the facts. You're going to make up your own mind, but you heard what Eric Finman's mom really did. This isn't an NSA program phone. This isn't a Google controlled phone. Android is used by Google, but it is this is an open source version of Android, not controlled by that. There are no Chinese chips in it. It is not a $120 burner phone, like some people said. This phone's chip is made in one of our greatest allies, Taiwan. And remember all those things. There is a lot of bad information out there, and we want to bring Eric on and give you the facts. That is such an important thing. Eric, last question before we wrap things up. This has been quite an experience. You're young, you've moved into politics, and you're getting to see now to see the intensity of the divide in our country. What have you learned from the last couple of weeks about our country, how we can make it better, how we can get along better and be less assumptive about things and be more responsive by getting facts before making decisions?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've learned is the difference between mainstream and centrist, and in regards to what people believe and what the facts are. And because I've gotten an email, so we've got, and I've had to hire a really great support team really quickly. We've got 10,000, tens of thousands of emails actually outpouring a lot of just so much, some questions, but so much of them are just love. The majority of them are just sending like, keep going, keep fighting, and all that. And I realized there's a difference between what centrists, and that's what Trump was in 2016. People thought he was a radical when he was first coming on the scene, when actually he was a centrist, you know, believing in things that just aren't crazy. And we've gotten in this weird Twilight Zone world where, you know, people from the podium in the White House are talking about, you know, getting in your pressuring phone companies to get in your text messages between family members. At least they had the decency to at least lie before and say it was about your safety, you know, when they were infringing your rights.
Well, that was the term that has been used many times through history. This is about your safety, used many times by despots to impose the will of government over the will of people. And it's always a warning flag when someone says, we're doing this for your own good, your own safety. That's always a warning flag. History has shown us that.
Exactly.
Eric, we're so grateful that you're being transparent. I think a lot of headlines here today, you are going to put up your supplier list, your spec list, so people can check it. And the reason you didn't do it originally was we're worried about them being canceled in this crazy world we lived in. No Chinese chips, no Google Android. This is a open source Android just so many other. This is not the $120 phone. It was made to look out to be the people who made those claims didn't possess the phone in their hands, correct?
Yep, correct. Absolutely correct. They don't know anything.
Wow. Journalistic malfeasance. Isn't that terrible? Well, we're grateful that you'd come on and just be transparent. Give us the real facts that people make up their own mind. There's a lot to be had here. This is a great product. Listen, Just the News is behind it because we believe in the principle of what this phone is doing. But we did a lot of due diligence before we went behind and offered the phone to you with our special discount. And remember, if you go to justthenews.com/freedomphone right now and go check this out, you can check out everything Eric just told you. I love my version of the phone. I have a lag bag, and it's funny. I always carry my phone without a case ever, but this phone I keep putting in the flag bag because I love the flag. It's just so much fun. It just annoys people. Say, well, what's that? Well, that's a flag phone that holds my my phone, and it's a great conversation piece. You will love this phone if you try it out. Again, you make up your own mind, but Eric gave us the real scoop today, not the bogus things that have been put out there by people trying to cancel a worthy project. And for that, Eric, we're very grateful. Thanks for doing that.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back on soon. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about, but congratulations on a very successful launch.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day, wraps it up for the week. Let's go into the weekend. What a week it's been. I'm exhausted. We did some moving. We moved into some new offices in Washington, D.C. Can't wait to show you our new studio soon and the new TV shows we're going to be rolling out in the fall. Very excited about all those things. But also, we had the Hunter Biden stories we broke this week. You got to hear from Wayne Barnes, the incredible FBI agent who did the analysis for us and confirmed that Hunter Biden is the person who signed the receipt the day that infamous laptop was turned over to the Delaware computer shop, the one that later got turned over to the FBI with all of Hunter Biden's emails. That was one big story, right? And then we turned right around, we had another one. Joe Biden had a private email account like Hillary Clinton, and he used it at times to forward government information to his son. In one case very specifically, right? Remember this now, but the U.S. Embassy in Turkey gave some intel, sensitive information, not classified, but sensitive, to the State Department. State Department sent it to the Vice President's office, all on official government email with security. And then it was forwarded to Joe Email's private account, which was a Gmail account, not the most secure email in the world. And then where did it go? It went to Hunter Biden's thing, where it ended up on his laptop, where, you know, wandered off into a Delaware computer shop, right? That is a security concern a lot of people have. More importantly, the bigger issue that we're still trying to answer. We cannot get answers yet, but we are pressing hard. The question we have, did Joe Biden declare this email account to the National Archives? Did he preserve all government records on that email that he might have moved during his tenure as vice president? If not, he may be in violation of the Federal Records Act. We've been asking about it. Maybe some members of Congress will too. We're going to get you those answers. And when we do, we'll be right back on this show to give it to you. We've been broadcasting today from the Freedom Phone Studios. That's what we're calling our studios for the next month to honor the project that Eric has taken on. I hope he answered your questions. He certainly answered mine. And Monday, we'll get back to some more journalism, some more scoops, some more big interviews, and we'll be looking forward to having you ask questions of us and challenge us to do the sort of journalism, to create the sort of answers for you that you need, get you the sort of facts you want for your shows, for your lives, for your daily consumption. All right, folks, I'm so blessed that you listen. Thank you. I won't forget you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from justthenews.com. And remember, if you get a hankering for some news, you know where you can go? Justthenews.com 24/7. We got you covered. Breaking news, investigations, state house reporting, you name it, cancel culture, the latest on CRT, critical race theory. We got it all with our great team of reporters. You know them all. We bring them on the show often. But until then, have a great weekend, folks. May God bless you with the time with your family. Enjoy wherever you're going, the beach, the house, mowing the lawn, going on the back deck, firing up some Kansas City steaks and putting them on the grill. I could be doing that this weekend. Wherever you go, whatever you do, remember, have a great weekend and appreciate all God has given you in your life. All right, we'll be back Monday. God bless. Good night. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.